Is the comedian on tonight, or did he back?
He's,
Did you move him?
yeah, he had to restart. Skype did a number on his computer just now, so he's got to reboot.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jason.
You got any gun?
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of really the whole niche part of the universe that loves like the New Orleans Saints or this region specifically, or somehow otherwise found their way to a Saints fan network and found themselves enjoying sports gambling and talk about other crazy nonsense. And here we are. We're the podcast of that. And we're back with another solo episode. I had a really awesome guest lined up for this evening, and he couldn't make it. And that sucks, but I'm sure that, like, you know, there's a really good reason. Like, he might have met a nice lady or, you know, any number of things. But, man, nobody owes anybody anything. And so we're going to do this solo tonight, a solo Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. These can sometimes get weird. I don't want this one to get weird. But I do want it to be fun. And when I really think back of my favorite podcasters in the world and some of the best influences that I have into what I do, the people that I listen to that I appreciate, you know, Scott Farrell on the sports talk side, Joey Coco Diaz on the comedian podcasting side, they'll do these solo shows. So there's no reason why I can't carry a solo show by myself. So in the bullet point segment, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind kind of in a macro sense. Had to go by the bank today. I like to go do business in person. And, you know, like, some people think it's weird, but, like, I miss going to the video rental store. I like to go to the supermarket. I don't like shopping online. I like shopping in person sometimes. I like going inside the bank to do my business. Sometimes the business that you do, you can only do it inside the bank. So I had to go inside the bank today. And as I'm in there, I walk in kind of mid-conversation with this lady that is hanging out at the teller. And it's one of those video tellers. They're like on the other side of the wall, but you're talking through video. With little tubes, like canisters. I come in about halfway through, and the lady's like really upset. She's very upset. And I can glean from over here, and while I'm waiting in line for her, the other video teller, that she's closing out her account. There's been some kind of weird disruption in her life that's causing her to close her bank account. Oh my God, we're closing this bank account. I don't know why, but, you know, closing the bank account. And like mid-40s white lady, medical scrubs on, like she, like maybe she works at a, maybe she's a dental hygienist, or maybe she works like in a instant care office. She's closing out her bank account. And she is very upset. And she's like, all right, I got like lady's like, all right, you got $100-something coming to you in your main account. She's like, all right, great, all right, yeah, that's what I got. I got $100-something going to me. And they keep on, and the lady's like, oh, and you've also got, you know, another $300-something coming to you out of your savings account. And you got like another $100 in like some Christmas savings account. So I'm going to give you $500-something back when you close out your account today. And she's like, the lady was very confused. She's like, I owe you $500-something. And they're like, no. We're going to give you $500-some-odd. And the lady started like freaking out, hysterically excited and happy and full of joy. And she started saying, God is so good. God is so good. Because she had more money in the bank than she thought that she had. Like, she does a not so good job keeping track of her money. And when she went to close out her bank account, she realized that she had more money on a scale of a couple more $100 than the original $100 that she had in there. And she's like, God is so good. And this money was not a gift. This money was not a miracle. It's money that she had actually earned and just forgotten about. I find it sometimes hard not to be cynical about people like this. Like, my natural inclination is to judge. And my relationship with the plant medicine tells me that I should never judge people in situations like this. I should figure out the benefit of the doubt. I should figure out the sympathy for the lady that is saying, God is so good. He's taken such good care of me for forgetting about a little acorn, a little secret stash. She put some warm beer and some porn in the woods and she forgot about it. And then when she found it, she was like, God is so good. I was on the way to have lunch with my bookie, and talked about him on the show before. Lovely man, good friend. And we've been discussing an acquisition. You know, I've never really been fully straight about how long I've been engaged in sports gambling on this show, but I've been in the sports gambling world for coming on maybe a little over 20 years now. And I've had a lot of fun. I've wagered a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. Won a little bit of money. But the thing that I've always, if there's any lesson to be taken away, anybody that tells you they're in this and they're making money and it's this profitable, they're full of shit. Unless they're the house. $30 million was spent on a failed bullshit truck stop casino in Slidell, my hometown, this past weekend. DraftKings, the online sports book that will have no physical presence in Louisiana, that is just aiming for the January 5th start date of mobile gaming apps in Louisiana. DraftKings has spent $1 million in advertising sales with WWL 870 AM for the next quarter. Like, when you see failed casino attempts spending $30 million in a third or fourth rate mobile gaming app, like a third or fourth rate online gaming app, like DraftKings spending $1 million in advertising on AM radio in the next quarter. There's money to be made here. A wise man once told me that we're only limited by our limited thinking. And a lot of people in this wagering sports, wagering world, focus on beating the book. But my question is, why spend so much energy, time, and money on beating the book when you can just be the book? Just be the book. And I'm working on acquiring the book. It's an endeavor. You can do it. You can do it any different way. I mean, sports wagering is legal in Louisiana. If I needed to put together $500,000 or $750,000 to get a book, there's motherfuckers dropping $30 million just to drop a barge next to the lake. There's people spending $1 million just on advertising for next quarter. Sports wagering is here. January 15th, the apps are supposed to arrive. And really, to me, that's the real kickoff in the state of Louisiana. And so you have to ask yourself, like, and I found myself hanging out with your friendly local neighborhood Spider-Man bookie today, it was like, why do we not support small business with any just incremental level of enthusiasm or resources and just do something real? The same white glove treatment that you get from a good local bookie, why can't we just do that on a grander scale? And so taking the over and is evolving. I'm not sure I want to be an affiliate. I'm not sure I want to endorse and ask for crumbs and morsels of somebody else's fucking cookie. In this sports gambling world, to quote a Irishman that's been beaten into submission twice by Dustin the Diamond Poirier, didn't come to take part. Why not just take over? Just take the out. So we're going to set up a book. We're going to set up a Taking the Over book. And I'm excited about that. The ultimate monetization. If you're interested, if you want a part, get at me. All right, so let's talk about football. So, week 15, NFL, starting with Thursday night. Got an outstanding week of football ahead of us. We got a Thursday night game. We got two Saturday night games. We got Sunday games. We got Saints on Sunday night. We got Monday night football. We got COVID everywhere. Everywhere is COVID. It's not hurting anybody. It's just infecting everybody. God is so good for Omicron variant. Chiefs are traveling to the Los Angeles Chargers divisional rival matchup. Man, I've been watching a lot of Chiefs, been watching a lot of Chargers, been watching a lot of quarterbacks throwing for a lot of yards, a lot of points. The Chiefs are 3-point road favorites. San Diego has proven an ability to put up a lot of points. I took a team total with them the other day, and they scored 41 just by themselves. Chiefs had, I think, 35 at halftime of last week. The total on this game is 52. Let's keep it simple. Let's get back to basics. Let's try and put ourselves in a position where the referees can't really fuck us up as bad as they have in the past. And let's take the over of 52 here. 52 is the total. We're going to take the over on Thursday Night Football on the Chiefs, and we're just going to have a good time. This is, by the way, my picks are not designed to help you make money. My picks are designed to help you have fun. If you want to make money from the picks, follow my cat. He's 57% on the year. If you want to have fun, start to look at the next game on Saturday. We got a doubleheader on Saturday. the Raiders and the Browns are so ridden with COVID that lines are being yanked off the board. It's just total anarchy right now with this mild flu that's going around. But the other Saturday game, the late Saturday game, is the Patriots taking on the Colts. And total on this game is 45.5. The Colts are 2.5-point home favorites to the Patriots. I don't bet against Belichick. I don't like to. I don't think it's a good idea. You know, as I'm recording this tonight, Coach Urban Meyer of the Jacksonville Jaguars has been fired. Been relieved of his duties. And I maintain that would not have happened if he was winning. Right? If he walked up to the preseason kicker and given him a little 5 out of 10 on the scale of a little gut kick. If Urban Meyer's winning, we're not hearing about this. If Lambeau still plays for the Jaguars, we're not hearing about this. Winning cures everything. And Belichick's winning. You don't think Belichick's ever kicked anybody that plays for him? You don't think Belichick's ever kicked anybody that's played for him? Take the Patriots and the points. Patriots plus 2.5. Stay away from the total, but that's going to be a fun Saturday night game. Next game is Washington football team at the Eagles. This game is also offline. When I've seen the line, with Eagles minus 10.5. My goodness. If you see this line in that double digits, I mean, it is so tempting not to take Washington football team here. But moving on to the next sequence of games. Carolina Panthers and whoever's calling their offensive plays and whoever's playing quarterback and whoever's playing running back. Cam Newton, of course, 0-11, straight up Carolina starter in his last 11 starts. Take it on the Bills, and the line reflects that. The Bills are 10.5-point favorites. Total on this game is 44. I want to do something very unique here. I'm going to tease this Carolina at the Bills game two different ways. Number one, I'm going to include it in a 6-point teaser, so I'm going to take it from Bills minus 10.5 to Bills minus 4.5, and I'm pair it with one other game, which is the New York Jets at the Dolphins. Dolphins are 10-point favorites in this game at home. I want to tease that Dolphins from 10 down to 6 and pair it with the Bills from 10.5 down to 4.5. So Dolphins minus 10 down to Dolphins minus 4. Bills minus 10.5 down to Bills minus 4.5. We got to get a close look at the Jets last week. They're garbage. Total on the Jets and the Dolphins, 42. I got nothing that I want to see about that. Now this third game that I'm also going to include in a three-way teaser with these first two games, but it's going to be a 10-point three-way teaser. So we're going to do Carolina at the Bills. We're going to take the Bills from minus 10.5 to minus 0.5. Bills are basically just going to have to win. And we're going to take the Jets at the Dolphins from minus 10 Dolphins to just pick them and take the Dolphins there. We're also going to take the Dallas Cowboys on the road, where Dallas is currently an 11-point favorite. And we're going to tease that down to Dallas minus 1 at the New York Giants. The third way of this three-way teaser. This three-way 10-point teaser is a minus 125. I don't think it's a bad value when you've got these certainties here. Total on that game is 44.5, but there's really no value in teasing totals. That's the only way you can really start to mess up a total often is with teasing it. Packers and Ravens, COVID-ridden. Lamar Jackson has ankle injuries and diarrhea. That's offline. Tennessee's traveling to Pittsburgh. 41.5 is the total. Tennessee's a 1.5-point favorite. I'm staying away from this game. My game of the week. I'd already slated this as my game of the week before Urban Meyer got fired tonight. Is the Texans at the Jaguars, where the Texans are getting 3.5 points on the road. The Jaguars are chaos. Texans coach Coley, I mean, it seems like he can rally those guys every now and then. Urban Meyer had lost that team, and now we're going into Thursday, and they're scrambling for an interim head coach. I caught this line at Texas plus 3.5. Texans getting 3.5 earlier today before the Urban Meyer news. I feel very good about it. Total on this game is also exceptionally low at 39.5. It'd be fun to tease that down even further, but we're going to lay off of that. And then finally we get to Sunday night with the Saints. And I mean, I feel like I bet strongly against the Saints in order to guarantee a Saints win as part of my Saints playoff push plan. And it worked. I bet strongly against the Saints. Put a lot of my own money up to make sure that the Jets lost. And they did. But this week, my own fandom prevents me from getting involved in this game. I hope the Saints win. I don't think we need to in order to make the playoffs. But it's going to be exciting either way. And the line on this game, the Bucs have cleared a lot of double-digit lines. They're 10.5-point favorites on this game. Total's 46.5. I'm just staying away. I mean, there's no sense in getting involved. This game is going to be exciting enough on Sunday night with its own merits. As a Saints fan, as a fan of this region, you don't have to fuck with it. And then Monday Night Football, Vikings and Bears. I mean, we may not even have a league by Monday night. Goodell may have died of COVID by then. You know, I can't even give you a line there. It's Bears plus 3.5 or Vikings minus 3.5, and the total's 44. But, I mean, I think we're going to be in an awesome spot where we've had a lot of fun. With all the other bets that we've done, we've had Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, little bowl game starting. We're gonna dip our toes into the waters of college football, and it's always fun. And we'll give you some bad picks for the BCS playoffs, and maybe we'll get the cat to do some picks too, and that way we'll get some winners, but. Want to thank you all for bearing with the solo episode. I always like to stay on schedule. I always hate to miss it. I always hate it when we have last minute cancellations. But you know, such is the podcasting life. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for downloading, subscribing, and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast Network. And we'll see you guys soon. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks. Love you. Kisses, hugs, byes, loves.